Yeah, I'm trying to keep the expenses down and this sort of thing. I just raised up an alpha antenna UV6, which seems to work pretty well from 6 meter through 70 centimeter. And as a matter of fact, that's what I'm talking off of right now. And the radio that I'm actually using is a TYT-TH9800. The left VFO on it is quad band. It does 10 meter, 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter. And the right hand one is just 2 meter and 70 centimeter. But that's what you're listening to right now, is one of those.
You're doing a good job from over here, although you don't live too far. So you're very full quieting and into the repeater too as well. Yeah. I just, the 6 meter, I used to have a halo. It's called a halo antenna. I don't know if you heard of those kind of antennas before. It's square, and you could put and then a square on top, and then it gets a long pole right on above it, and the halo's on top from that pole. Well, it's all in one, you know. And then you got your magma on the bottom that you put on your car. I made a few contacts on the band. I remember one year at my parents' place up north, I made a contact on 6 meters to Alaska. And down the Philippines, too. That's when the band was really hot. I mean, the soy flares were so hot. I mean, I couldn't believe that what was coming through that 6 meters when it was opened up like that. You know, they got layers of bands. They got layers like when the bands are open, and the propagation is perfect, and that then the bands open all day long, which it was that day. I was impressed with that. I mean, I couldn't believe my ears. I got somebody in down the Philippines and Alaska. And anyways, it's a fun band when it's open. But you got to have patience for 6 minutes because you don't know when it's going to open. When it does open during the day or during the night, or when it hours of the night or hours of the day. When it does open, you know, but you got your advantages on 6 meters, but if this opens up, when it does open up, that's why they call it the magic band, you know.
W8CMN, repeater.
Yeah, they do. It amazes me, it amazes me how far I can reach with that band and how well everything sounds when it's working good. So, yeah, it is a lot of fun to play with. And as far as the 2 meter stuff goes here, yeah, this is a good repeater. It's the repeater itself is located in Mount Clemens, and it's got two receiver sites. There's one in Warren and one up in Richmond, so you just about got the entire county covered here on this particular channel, particular frequency, KFA DBZ.
Roger that, there, Cliff. Yeah, it's an impressive repeater. We got links, you know, different about that repeater of. I think it's at Richmond and over here, not too far where we live, about reaching that far. So it got leaks to both of those sites and that. And that's why a lot of people that get on it, you don't know who you'll talk to until you tell what the QTH is. You'd be surprised where you're talking to that far away. And I talked to somebody in Lansing, this far away in Clinton Township one day. And somebody way up north I talked to, too, he says, boy, it's amazing. He said, you got that far just to talk to somebody like me. They get out that far, he says.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Well, that's happening because the repeater that you and I are on right now is connected to the Central Michigan Emergency Network system of 2 meter repeaters. There are actually several of them scattered throughout the state, and they are all linked. So, yeah, you can talk over a good portion of the state of Michigan right from where you're at with no trouble whatsoever. Matter of fact, about half the state right now can hear both of us talking.
For example, you think Florida can hear us down South Florida? You think they can hear us in different places like that?